Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Normal is a lie. Don't fall for it. This is the Deuce After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, you guys. Welcome.
The Deuce After Party.
Welcome to the AfterBuzz The Deuce After Show. We are so excited.
Yes, we are.
Can't believe we're season three. I'm your host, Louisa Sharamatian, and I am joined by the beautiful Alexis, who is all things HBO, drama, and all that good stuff.
Yes, yes, yes. But The Deuce is my favorite.
Absolutely. And before we dig in today about this awesome episode, I just want to say, first of all, thank you for tuning in. We do have our chat popping right now. You can join in, ask us questions, give us insight. Also, we have a fun segment, which is sex education, so stay tuned. We have some news and gossip. We always talk about our predictions overall, so don't go anywhere. Oh my gosh, Alexis. I mean, tonight was a lot of deep things. You know, things are moving forward, so... Mm-hmm. Overall, what are your thoughts after watching the show today?
Well, I was starting to get a little worried in the beginning because I was like maybe like 35 minutes in and I hadn't seen a boob, a butt cheek, nothing. I was like, this isn't the show I know and love. Where is the nudes? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, seriously, it was very entertaining. Like I mentioned, there wasn't too much booty and sex and all that stuff. We got a little bit, but it seemed like we really focused on our storyline and our characters this episode, which I really enjoyed. You know, you're starting to see some things take place. We're in episode three, so it's time to keep it going.
You know, it's funny, like, I thought it was kind of slow. The overall, the episode had quality, it was important, it had weight, but it was slow. It's like, give me some juice.
Yeah.
Give me some stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, either more sex, more, just more emotional breakdowns. Like, the things we're kind of used to.
Right.
But, yeah, let's kick it off and let's start off with some subtle topics, and then we'll go on to the more beefier ones throughout the end.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I want to talk about Todd and Paul. So we see finally that his HIV is very visible, and he's dying. It's clear, and he knows. I think Paul is being a bit cold towards it. Is that just me? I feel like, is it because he's really losing the love of his life and is in denial? What do you think?
I didn't get that he was being cold, but I felt like he wasn't taking it serious, but just really didn't want to address it. And I think it's like you said, he just doesn't want to accept that he may be losing the love of his life. But because he knows that, I kind of thought he would have been more in agreement with him when he was saying that he wanted to slow down and step away from the acting. It seemed like he was trying to tell him to keep doing it, which I get because you're finally living out your dream. Why not? But at the same time, these are the moments you all need to spend together. He needs to rest and just enjoy life just with his family and his friends without worrying about a career right now.
I agree, and it's funny because last week it was the opposite. Todd was saying, no, 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 I gotta go, go, go. I have all these gigs, finally. And Paul's like, hold back, let's think about our health. And now, you know, a few weeks later, tables have turned. He can barely say his lines. He doesn't want people touching his face with all the makeup and all of that stuff. But, okay, here's where I'm being a little bit of a hypochondriac. Is Paul aware? I mean, obviously he's aware his boyfriend has HIV, he's infected, but does he have it too? Like, what are you thinking about this?
I mean, he doesn't know for sure because doesn't seem like he got tested. But I mean, if he's having unprotected sex with him and he has it, I would only think that he would. But, you know, like, I guess we don't know because he won't get tested. It's not affecting him yet, but it possibly could.
If our chat room has any insight on that, let us know if what you guys think is going on between them, because I'm just curious. I mean, you would think you would go get tested. So did he actually say he doesn't want to get tested? Did I miss that? Or
he just said that he assumed because his boyfriend had it that he didn't need to. But I think I still would want to know.
Man.
Because even though he's not showing the signs like his boyfriend is, and even though he's not feeling it physically, it could happen any moment, and I think he should want to be prepared. But maybe he feels like, oh, if something does happen to my man, I don't want to be here either. So maybe it's that reason.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's tough.
That's a tough pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything's just falling apart around them, mm-hmm. you know. But before we continue and talk about the rest of the deuce, I know you have some good things to share about AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, I do. So first of all, I just want to give a huge thank you for watching every week and making us the ESPN of TV talk. We love watching our crazy shows and talking about them with you, but we can't continue to do it without your help. So if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. If you're on right now during the live show, make sure to pop in the live chat, because we are reading them and we do see them. And shout out to our girl Cornelia. She's already commenting in the live chat. Cornelia. So we do see you. If you're listening on iTunes, make sure to give us a 5-star rating. And no matter what, no matter what the show is, no matter the day, no matter the time, please continue to watch AfterBuzz TV and like and comment and subscribe on all of our shows, because we don't want to talk to ourselves. We want to talk to you. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Alexis.
Oh, yeah.
That was spot on. And also to add, I just want to give a shout out to Mo. He's one of our greatest fans on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your input on Twitter last week. He made really cute screenshots of me and Alexis. Mm-hmm. So we're just so grateful for that.
Yeah, I loved it. It made my day.
Yeah, so. It really did. Yeah, and the angles were great. So thank you for that.
Yes. And, you know, I love Twitter. I love talking about shows on Twitter in addition to talking about them on AfterBuzz. So if you, you know, are on Twitter and you want to talk about the show with us, we are looking at them and we'll respond back
to
you.
Yeah, and if I say something that might be not correct, or if Alexis says something that might be off and you guys know the answer, mm-hmm. let us know. We're all here to learn together.
Yeah.
Okay, one more thing to add. We are a buffet of TV shows. I always forget to say that. Mm-hmm. We are a buffet of TV shows. We cater to everyone. Watch. Let us know what you think. And a major shout out to Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro for making all this happen.
Yeah.
Okay? Gosh, because mm-hmm. we wouldn't be here. Okay, moving on. Lori. Mm-hmm. Lori has become a badass biatch on set in a good way.
Uh-huh.
She demands condoms. She demands fair treatment.
She demands better lines.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. George Washington. So they want her to actually do a lot of, you know, difficult positions and act dumb at the same time. Mm-hmm. So what's your thoughts on Lori and how she's evolved?
Yeah, you know, I think right now we're seeing her kind of be this person that stands up for herself, because she kind of has to be now. Before, she was working with Candy, and Candy wouldn't have had, you know, her girl saying a dumb line and not knowing who George Washington mm-hmm. is, because she wanted the women portrayed in a good way. So now she doesn't have a director who cares about how the women are portrayed or how they feel or what they're doing on set. She has a guy who's just like, go out there, have sex, do whatever I tell you to do. And in his defense, there are women out there who are just doing that. And she even mentioned on the show, she said, these new girls need to learn how to say no.
Yep.
So I think, you know, because she came up under Candy and now she sees, you know, the flip side of it, and she knows, because she was with Candy, what she's worth and what things she doesn't necessarily have to do. She feels comfortable standing up for herself. Plus, she has a really good manager who's right there to have her back, too. Yeah.
Kiki has changed it up. She has really brought the boss gang, finally,
mm-hmm.
after, you know, Lori getting so tortured at all these different scenes. And Lori also witnessed a different girl on set being bruised. Like, mm-hmm. her face was bruised.
Yeah.
Things got out of hand. Mm-hmm. And I don't like how Kiki has no heart. She's like, why do you care? I'm not making money off her.
Yeah.
That just shows how dry and how, you know, first of all, underpaid these sex workers are.
Mm-hmm.
So much stigma, mm-hmm. so much abuse, mm-hmm. mental, physical.
Yeah.
And naive,
honestly. And naive. Because, you know, she may not have to physically care about that one girl, but I think the point that Lori was trying to make is like, well, he could do that to me too.
Right.
So we need to put this on notice now before it happens to me, because of course she doesn't want that to happen to her. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I just wanted to share just the one favorite line from that part that really stood out to me. It was mm-hmm. funny, but it's just, so Lori was wrapping up her scene and she was hungry, right? So she requested a roast beef sandwich and Kiki warned her against getting the roast beef sandwich because the day later she has an anal scene.
Mm-hmm.
And Lori says, Enemas are a girl's best friend. Oh. I got a system, Kiki.
That's nasty.
God, that's so nasty. I know you had to say that, but this is so bad.
Shout out again to Cornelia. She said, I like seeing Lori doing the music video and demanding the male actor use the condoms. Love seeing her speak up for herself.
Amen.
So that's what I guess I'm going in predictions, but I hope that she kind of goes in the directions of the music videos instead of continuing on down this porn path.
Or maybe she will have this voice for women now, women mm-hmm. who have been in the porn industry.
Very true.
And you know, slowly she'll start doing community work like some of the other girls have back, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. and at the Hi-Hat and mm-hmm. all of that. I just feel like Lori's stance is a bit different. She's in LA.
Yeah.
She has balls now. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I'm saying that, but whatever. She's stronger now.
Yeah.
She has confidence now. She's moving forward. You know, at the same time, you have to think about, for a woman, a tongue is her best friend. A tongue is the best gun ever.
What do you mean?
Well, you can say words, you can articulate.
Okay, because this is a porn show, well, so I was sorry. Like, wait, your tongue.
That too. That too, but in like a serious way. Uh-huh. She has her voice. She
right.
can say, no, I want to use protection. Yeah. We're doing anal and most of these men might be homosexual. Like,
yeah.
it is what it is. That's what she's saying. And she's just scared. There's an HIV crisis in town, yeah. you know? So you're just protecting herself.
And now she has a name for herself. She's a well-known porn star and she's been yeah. in a lot of stuff and she's won awards. So she has more of a leeway to, you know, speak up for herself, because it's not just losing another actress mm-hmm. on the movie, it's losing Lori.
Absolutely.
Who's a big name actress.
Boom. There mm-hmm. you go.
Yes.
And speaking of movies and advocating for the women and all of that, let's talk about Eileen now.
Mm-hmm.
So Eileen is back home catering to her mom who is sick.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of get a sneak peek of what's happening to Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like Adam is on drugs
mm-hmm.
and calls back home, mm-hmm. gets some money here and there. And then we see her at the bar going out with Hank, and then they're getting intimate.
Mm-hmm.
I love how she talks about normal and how normal is a lie, and normal to you could not be normal to me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? How she's being so authentic with Hank? Like, how are you feeling that?
Yeah, I think, you know, why not be forthcoming?
Yeah.
I wish all people when dating just was completely mm-hmm. honest, because we wouldn't have a lot of people wasting their time with people that they shouldn't be with, or
Amen.
A lot of bad dates.
Yeah,
people
man.
Just
Shit.
Are upfront from the very beginning about what they're getting. And I think she's also doing that not so much in a way of testing him, but just making sure that, okay, you know all this stuff about me. Are you still going to stick around? Like, are you really interested in getting to know the real me? Because if you want to be with me, this is the person you're going to be with. So you need to know what you're getting yourself into. And it seems like so far, he's been right along for the journey.
It's so scary how real she is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not hiding anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's so refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not afraid of saying, you know, just how people will judge me and how my son's not home and he's on drugs
mm-hmm.
and it might be because I was a sex worker all his mm-hmm. childhood.
Yeah.
And Hank is so amazing. He loves her. And I think when they were walking down the street and he was kind of like one of the guys and he got a lighter and stuff, that turned her on.
Yeah.
That turned her on.
Yeah.
And they went.
Because she's probably not used to someone being so accepting of her past and what she does.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they went over mm-hmm. to his place, or was it her place?
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice, intimate scene.
Yeah.
And it was funny how she said next.
Uh-huh.
Was that, why did she do that, though? Was that just
I mean, I
fun?
Guess she was doing it to be funny. I'm just glad he laughed, because if
Dude.
He could have been like, oh my gosh, is he serious? Because she actually did live that life.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how I was. I was like, oh gosh. And then
yeah.
I realized, okay, it's a joke. So I'm glad that he was lighthearted about it and has a sense of humor and was able to just laugh along with it.
Yeah, and it just, it's funny because it's like, she's making not a joke or like a mockery of her past, but she's
mm-hmm.
actually, that's healing her.
Yeah.
Because the best way to heal is to laugh, to have mm-hmm. that pain and shed out tears and just laugh about what you did. Like, that was my past life.
Mm-hmm.
I just love him.
Yeah.
And they were so sexually compatible. It looked like they both finished at a great time.
That's always how it is in TV and movies.
Right?
It never works out like that
in real life.
That's a different conversation.
Oh, gosh. That's after midnight.
Perfect choice.
That's so funny. Okay, wow. So my favorite part of that scene was he wants to help her
mm-hmm.
and finance her.
You predicted that
yes.
on the last show.
Yes. But I knew she would do this. She said no. You
mm-hmm.
know why? It makes her feel so much more of that prostitute she used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think she said, don't ever offer me money again.
Yeah. Especially in that setting. Like, to me, I was like, well, maybe if he would have offered in a different situation, like, y'all just had sex and now you're offering her money like she was a prostitute. Like, it may make her feel some type of way, because that's what happened when she was a prostitute. She'd have sex and then they give her money. So maybe if they were, like, in a coffee shop, or he came on set and realized she needed help, or maybe if she just brought it up first, but to bring it up in that situation probably wasn't the best idea.
You know, why didn't you just take her to Applebee's and ask her to
not Applebee's.
Hey, do you want $100K to fund your porn movie? Mm-hmm. No, but I think it was just they were in love. They're intimate. They just had this great scene together. Mm-hmm. They had this nice intimate moment. She needs help. She needs to make, you know, this movie. He has it. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he meant it in a bad place.
Oh,
for her, it was like memory lane. It was like, oh, my God, flashback. This is how it would be. 2 years ago when I would do this for money, and now this, you know what I mean? So,
you know what I loved? When he was like, 150 isn't nothing. And I was just like, energy. Like, right? I need a man who's like, I can blow 150 on you. That ain't nothing
to me. Drop it on me. Head to toe.
I'll take it. I won't be like Candy. You can slide me $150,000.
Travel. Okay? Get some Botox.
Yeah. Or invest it in a movie or some type of business.
Or that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I want her to let her wall down just a bit. Eileen, let him in. You already are physically. Why not mentally, right? So just, like, let him in. Let him help you. Let him fund you. Mm-hmm. You know, clean your life up a bit. You know, be his little arm candy that you are. Mm-hmm. And just flourish in your life. Help your son. I mean, I don't know. If someone offers you that much money, I get it. It's a pride thing. Too much of a trigger for her.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, she's a badass director now.
So I guess we're kind of getting into predictions, but I want to know, do you think that she's going to end up taking it eventually, or is she just never going to be brought up again?
Man, I don't know, you guys. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe our chat can...
Yeah, if you're in the chat, let us know what you think. Do you think that she's going to never take the money and it's completely off the table? Do you think it's going to be brought up again?
She's going to take it. I think she's going to take it. Let's see. I want to see if our Twitter is popping, just in case. But
we have a lot of comments from Cornelia.
Ooh,
again.
Yeah, Cornelia. What's up,
she
girl?
She loves the normal is a lie line, and I really like that she's upfront with Hank and trying to fill him out and see if he's real or not. She also said that she's making it clear that any relationship is on her terms, and what you see is what you get. I love that. And he offered to finance her movies, but she doesn't want him to give her any money.
You know, and I get that. It's that whole independent thing. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the same time, you know, you're in an industry where it's dog eat dog. The better funding you have, better crew you have, better equipment you have, you know what I mean? Better pool you have. So I'm hoping she kind of wakes up. I just love how she takes us through the journey of what it is to be a female, like, filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll have, you know, a trailer. I'll have a crew. It's like, damn, like, you were doing so much, like, other things 2 years ago, and look where you've bloomed. Like, it just motivates me. It's incredible.
Cornelia also said, I wish she would have done a business contract with him on the film, a business transaction separate from any relationship. He would get a cut of the film. I hope she does take it.
Ah, that's a good one.
But it didn't, in that case, it makes me wonder if they weren't together, if there wasn't any type of, like, you know, sexual relationship or emotional relationship there, would he have even offered to give her the money, or is he only doing it because she's his girl?
He, you know what, he likes her. He's like, call me your man.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it.
Like I said, I like the energy. So.
Damn, that was on fleek.
But I also have never been a prostitute.
I have not either. Not in this lifetime.
No, not this one.
But, gosh, I mean, I'm just happy for her, girl. Get it. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens. But let's talk about Melissa right now. I know it's Melissa, but like on the show it's Martha. So it's Martha, right? So I don't know why I just said Melissa. No, because you know why? Online I read it said Melissa, but that online review had a wrong typo. Sorry, you guys. It's not Melissa. It's Martha.
Okay.
So, Martha.
All that to say.
Martha's dad. Is, you know, desperate to find her daughter, goes to the, you know, police station, ends up paying off one of the cops to do dirty work and find her. So what's creepy to me is that he does hang out by the house every day and no one says anything. Like, mm-hmm. if that was 2019 right now, mm-hmm. if there was a dad old man there.
But I love how her friend always kind of made sure to keep an eye out for it.
But I love, okay, let's talk about that. So it looks like he has a drinking problem mm-hmm. and how he abused her
mm-hmm. and her mom.
And the mother has committed suicide. Mm-hmm. It hurts so much to think that your daughter ran off, turned mm-hmm. into this porn star, mm-hmm. and you're finding her when she's, like, 33. The last time you saw her, she was 14. Mm-hmm. Well, how does that even, like, in your mind, like, how does a parent comprehend that? Like, I'm not a parent, obviously, yeah. but, like, it's just crazy. So, do you think Martha was expecting her dad to knock on her door?
No, not expecting and probably not wanting him to. It seemed like she dealt with a lot of abuse physically and emotionally from her dad and saw him do the same to her mother. So when she ran away, she probably hoped that she never would see him again. And I think him being there opened up some wounds that she kind of just put a Band-Aid over and never really dealt with.
Oh, gosh.
And so now I'm in a place where, as the viewer, I'm wondering, should I be rooting for her to rekindle it with her dad, or should I be hoping that he leaves her alone? Because obviously he messed her up in a very bad way. And then also, like, why now? Like, is he coming for positive reasons, or is he going to come and she's going to get her hopes up and then he's going to let her down? There's so many things I was thinking with that scene. But the positive person in me, the optimistic person in me is hoping that it's for good reason and that they rekindle it.
You know, here's the thing. I had this weird little inkling that he might have sexually abused her. Because a lot, you know, when Eileen and her were having coffee a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. episode 2, I believe, she said something about daddy issues, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's how a lot of these girls turn out to mm-hmm. do stuff like this, unfortunately, because of that. And I think the dad got drunk one day and tried to, like, have sex with her or something. Mm. And the idea of he went in the room and closed it, it was just weird to me.
Yeah, like, honestly, I hope that it wasn't sexual assault, because I don't think she would be so open to just letting her dad, who sexually assaulted her, just come into her house.
I hope not.
That easy. But I also did feel really weird seeing something. Him walk into the house. I felt like they probably should have maybe gone and got coffee or did something, or maybe the friend could have stayed. Like,
why did the friend stay? Why didn't you stay?
Yeah, I didn't understand why he, you know, encouraged her to open the door and then walked away. Like, yeah, that's her dad, and it seems like he wants to make amends, but you don't know him well enough to know if he's changed or if he was just doing that as a way to come in so he could attack her. Because that's what I was thinking. I was really concerned seeing him walk into the house and shut the door behind him.
It was just weird. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm happy that the friend noticed that it is the dad, and, mm-hmm. and he took a good look at him mm-hmm. while he was walking out and said, you know what, enough of this. Like, mm-hmm. you gotta heal from the situation, because Eileen's mom said this one phrase in the show that connects to this scene. She said, where is it? She said, you've got one family. No, you only get family. You only get one. Oh, you only get one family. You make whatever of it. No, what? Sorry, my typos are awful. I was rushing. So, you make of it whatever you can, or you're alone in this damn world. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in that scene, that's what I just flashed back. Mm-hmm. That's why Eileen's mom probably said that. So this girl is alone here, mm-hmm. even though she's an auntie. I really hope she heals.
Yeah.
And she mends some stuff with her dad.
Yeah, I really hope, you know, he isn't coming for something bad, that he has good intentions. He really wants to rekindle the flame and that he's actually clean. And, you know, now she can have a relationship with her brother, with her, you know, nieces or nephews. And this will be just the healing that she needs.
Man, I don't know. I just feel like in that situation, you just can't really trust anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't trust anybody on this show.
Oh, my God. You know, and briefly, I want to kind of touch on Alston. Mm-hmm. So going to fake therapy with the owner of that brothel. Is mm-hmm. that what it is? What does SRO stand for? Do you know?
I have no clue.
You guys have to let us know. Like, we're smart individuals. We don't know what that stands for.
Yeah.
So he owns that dirty brothel or porn house on that street, right? Mm-hmm. And doesn't want to sell it. But that's a sneaky move that he went and acted as a patient, mm-hmm. right?
Anything to get the scoop or to, you know, get something in a case, I guess.
Yeah, and the streets are so dirty. We have, you know, Frankie wanting to invest in a club with Mike and mm-hmm. giving profits to Rudy. Mm-hmm. We see there's some bad drugs going on. There's bad coke being spread. They're not happy with the cocaine. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to touch on Bobby and Joey. Mm-hmm. So Bobby, Joey's dad, goes to his workplace on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. It's so sad how we saw the difference of class.
Yeah.
He felt embarrassed by his dad, and mm-hmm. that kind of hurt me.
And somebody mentioned it on Twitter. They wrote to me about, we were talking about the Deuce. It's like, how is this man on Wall Street when he was like a high school dropout and wasn't doing anything with his life? And all of a sudden he's this person on Wall Street and looking down on his dad when you were just working for him a season ago and we have no clue how you ended up in this position.
Facts. I agree. But you know why? Because kids like that are just born so good with numbers. Mm-hmm. They just... sometimes they don't need school. They know how to hustle. They know mm-hmm. how to make money. Mm-hmm. And they're good with numbers.
Or it's just that privilege that, of course, you can come in even if you don't know what you're doing. Probably. You see that a lot in the workplace.
Absolutely. Where it's like, you don't have to have shit on paper. Mm-hmm. But his dad was like, you're never going to be one of them unless mm-hmm. you bring them cocaine and women. I mean, is that true?
His dad is such a bad influence. Bad influence. On him.
This guy's trying to make it like, he's like, look, I'm trying to save up money to, you know, rent and lease a seat mm-hmm. from this guy's father so I can work in Wall Street and make money. And you're putting me down. You're pulling me back against your stupid whorehouse.
I mean, to be defensive of him, he was right. It worked. And I think that's just how people on Wall Street were back then or are right now. They just, coked they're rich and they do cocaine everywhere. And they, you know, they cheat on their wives and have mistresses. And that's always the image I've had of people on Wall Street really? Back in the day.
Well, actually, if you watch Wolf on Wall Street with mm-hmm. amazing Leonardo and all of that, sure. But, I just felt so uncomfortable for Bobby because mm-hmm. Bobby, like, the class difference was weird. And I'm like, Joy felt embarrassed. And mm-hmm. then Joy said something like, you know, he said something. And then Bobby said, what did Bobby say? Those guys are the ones who built the house you live in. Like, mm-hmm. it's just, man.
Yeah. I mean, he was, like I said, he wasn't lying. If anything, his dad is always honest with him.
Yep.
Even when he's being a little bit too honest and exposing him to too much stuff. But, I mean, he's grown now. He's working grown. On
he knows how to hustle. He mm-hmm. made some profit from that night. He split it
yep.
to the security guy mm-hmm. at the brothel and to his dad. Mm-hmm. So he kind of knows how to make ends meet.
What really got me on... that scene is I love how Black Frankie
so cute. Black yeah Frankie's
was
hot.
Really mm. looking out for the girls like oh, are they gonna get something out of this, and it makes me I really wonder now if they got what they deserved.
Black Frankie, we want more of you. We want more who are you? Mm-hmm. Now we know you live in a van mm-hmm. or something like that, but mm-hmm. you make all that money sitting there. Why are you sitting in the van? Like, rent yourself a house or something. But
guess he's just saving up.
Who knows? He has that sexy, like, silent demeanor where he don't have to say a word, but he has mm-hmm. that swag. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Frankie, so cute. But I want more of you. Who are you? Why are you still there? You care so much about these women. You're always backing them up, but why are you still there?
Because it's his job to protect them. That's you know? What he does. He looks out for them. And even though technically, you know, old boy was his boss and he kind of had to listen to him, he still was like, well, they need to get something out of this, too. And I love that.
And I love how the girls don't treat Bobby at all like a boss. Like, mm-hmm. what do you do here all day? Like, that's funny.
It's like, who's this kid, you know?
Gosh. And then before we get into our special segment, let's talk really quickly about Abby and her new woman girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So Abby is bisexual now.
Yeah.
She's really taking that open relationship seriously.
You know, we talked about this whole relationship with Abby mm-hmm. And Vincent and what's going on with it. And I always just assumed that it was something that Vincent wanted to do and she was just going along with it. And it still could be. But now after seeing this episode, I wonder if they have an open relationship because she wants to explore that side of her sexuality.
That's what I think.
If she wants to, you know, she was curious and she always wanted to try being with a woman. And that's why they decided to do the whole open relationship thing. But I just wish I had some more answers on why it's like that with them.
Yeah, she meets Pilar, who's gorgeous, by the mm-hmm. way. It's a beautiful street artist, and they just click. Mm-hmm. They hang out. They go dancing with Paul and Todd. They make out. I agree with you. Absolutely. She wants an open relationship because she wants to have sex with women and see what all the fuss is about. Or maybe she likes women and she prefers that. Mm-hmm. And I love how she gives a pep talk to Vincent, mm-hmm. which means I think they're breaking up. She's like, what do you want in your life if you didn't have all
Why
this?
Why do you think that means they're breaking
I
up?
I think they're breaking up.
No.
I think she's like, what do you want in your life? Like, what are you doing with your life? Mm-hmm. You know, like, if this didn't exist, if the Deuce, if the hi-hat, this did not. And he says a story about his dad. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that story. If you guys did, let me know. It was a weird, like, family story about his house or something mm-hmm. like that. But
even in all that, he was like, you know, I have you. I'll never be alone.
So she's going to leave him.
I don't want them to break up.
Are you kidding me?
Up.
She's going to outgrow him. Abby's a smart-ass cookie.
I think, you know, regardless of what they're going through now, this open relationship, all that they've been through in these past three seasons, they always are with each other. I can't even imagine them not being together.
And where the hell is Shay? Did Shay die?
That's what I want to know, too. That's the one thing answer I didn't
yeah,
get on
you
this
guys.
Show. That's my thing about The Deuce is... they gloss over things a lot. Like, there's been so many deaths on this show that never really get addressed again.
Yep.
And I thought, you know, usually it's as they go from one season to the next, they kind of just move past it. But this is still the same season. It just happened last mm-hmm. week. I would have liked some sort of update about Shay. At least some emotion from the other characters
yeah.
showing that they're hurt by what happened to Shay. It's just like... we don't even remember who Shay is.
I want to know how she died. Was it HIV?
Yeah, or if she even died. I mean, I guess it's safe to assume that she did. Like, I saw a comment on our other after show that was like, you know, that's how they show that somebody died in a movie with the just the empty bed. It's just, I guess, instead of actually saying it, they just show it. But I would have liked for them to talk about it. Like, at least some sort of mention. Like, dang, I can't believe that happened to Shay. All
yeah.
right, let's move on. Like, if they just wanted to gloss over it, I, as a viewer, would have liked something.
Yeah, because we can't really know. Like, you got to give us some answers. You know, we can't read your minds. But, yeah. And then Jack Maple is back helping
mm-hmm.
out Alston
mm-hmm.
fight the streets. I love his character. We love you, Dominique. You're such a great actor. So
mm-hmm.
much range. And he just he wears the beer, the cigar, all that so well.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay, now it's time finally for our special segment,
Yay.
Which is our sex education. As subtle and nice that we can be.
Mm-hmm.
So last week it was about just being monogamous and talking with your partner and getting tested before, you know, having sex. This week I wanted to basically introduce that while you always need to use condoms while having sex, right? Don't always rely on that. Make sure the woman is on birth control at the same time because
mm-hmm.
you know why? Condoms can rip.
Mm-hmm.
And they can rip, and that's more of a chance of getting STDs, STIs. Also, she can get pregnant, unwanted pregnancies, unwanted, absolutely bad abortions, all these stuff that can save you pain if she's protected on birth control and you are protected with condoms. And I always like to say Planned Parenthood is an awesome space. If you guys don't have any insurance or anything like that, there are local centers everywhere in LA, and just hit them up. Figure it out. Go and be protected.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's my little inkling today of our sex ed.
Yay,
thank
love
you.
Your tips.
Little sprinkle.
Very important to have these discussions in today's society.
It really is, you
yeah.
guys. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this show is the perfect place. Don't be embarrassed about it. Talk to your doctor. We are humans. If you have questions, ask them. Or Google.
Yeah.
Google says everyone has cancer. Don't do Google.
Yeah, because a couple weeks ago I wasn't feeling well. And according to Google, I was having a stroke. But I'm okay.
Sorry, Google. It's not okay. Okay, gosh, finally, now it's time for some juicy news and gossip by my girl Alexis. There you go.
Hello, it's Alexis Brown, and I'm here
Ooh,
with the news
that
on
porn
the
voice.
Deuce after show.
So we've got some really cool news about one of our characters, Dominique Fishback, who plays Donna. She
mm-hmm.
hasn't been in this new season.
We miss you, girl.
Yeah, so we don't know if she's coming back or if she's just went off to school and she's moved on with her life from the Deuce, but she is part of the Deuce family always, and she is going to be in a new movie. She is joining Warner Brothers and Micro's anticipated Black Panther pick, Jesus Was My Homeboy. It's also starring Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out. And Lakeith Stanfield from Atlanta, who I love so much. He's my boyfriend in my head. The film is produced by our beloved Ryan Coogler, also somebody that I really, really like. And will follow the rise and untimely demise of iconic Black Panther Party member Fred Hampton, who is being played by Daniel Kaluuya, as seen through the eyes of William O'Neill, who is being played by Lakeith Stanfield,
nice.
The man who portrayed him to the FBI. It will explore how the FBI infiltrated the Black Panthers, the psychology of their informant, and the notorious assassination of the young political leader who died at only 21.
Wow.
You're wondering where Fishback fits into all of it. She will be playing the female lead, who will play Hampton's lover, Deborah Johnson, the mother of activist Fred Hampton Jr. Wow. And yeah, so we're excited to see her in a new role. I guess that's why she's not so much. I don't know if she's off the deuce or if she's just not on it as much this season, and we'll see her come back. But maybe that's why, because she's doing a new film.
You know, I hope that's the same case about Larry, too. Where's Larry, her pimp?
Yeah, we still don't know what happened to Larry.
Larry, why? Like, you gotta come back.
Like I said, this show glosses over characters all the time, and we just want answers, HBO.
Yeah, if you can't tell us where they are, or if you're not gonna bring them back, just tell us what they're doing, or if they're dead, or if they're in school, whatever that they are. But Dominique, I love you. I know I follow her on Instagram. She said that she was taking up piano classes.
Oh, cool.
Piano lessons to get more roles. Mm. So I think you just booked yourself in a major role. That's so awesome.
Yeah, she's the female lead. And with big names like Danny Kaluuya and a big name like Ryan Coogler producing it, this is going to be a big movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congrats.
Yeah,
awesome.
Good for her.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, I love it.
Gosh. And anything else in the chat today before
it's our girl Cornelia. She is right along with us on a lot of our things, but the biggest thing was that she was right, that she feels like we're right, that there should have been at least dialogue about Shay's death.
Thank you, girl. Thank you so much.
But, you know, it's still early in the season. Maybe she's still alive and we'll see her come back, or maybe they'll actually bring it up, like she said, in dialogue.
Okie dokie. Now it's time for some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So my predictions, we kind of already brought it up in the show, but I think that Candy is going to end up taking the guy's money. Or it's going to come out that he's super shady. She's going to be glad she didn't take his money. I think we're going to see some fallout with Vincent and Abby, sadly. Mm. And I think we're going to continue to see Lori just kind of down spiral and probably, if not back in rehab, I hate to say, you know, dead. Because this is the last season, and I won't put it past HBO that they'll kill anybody. Honestly, like, when it's the last season, you can kill people off, you can do this, you can do that, you can throw people out, because, you know, it's the last season, you can do what you want to do.
Okay, I have to say, I think Lori, I see a light in Lori. I think Lori's leaving the porn industry, going to be a musician.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to talk about that. It looks like she's going to get into, like, singing or performing.
And screw Greg. Greg is milking her and taking advantage of her, wants to make his own production company, get $15,000 from her, which obviously, like, he wants to just get without letting her know. Mm-hmm. So I think Lori's going to do fine. It's fine. 2 weeks ago, I said Lori might die or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like she finally has her head on straight. Mm-hmm. And
head on straight is a stretch, because she is doing cocaine.
Yes,
but she's starting to believe that she deserves more.
Yeah, I hope you pull out, girl. Pull out and just go to a different
pull
industry.
Out. Like, no pun intended.
That was so funny. And then Eileen's gonna take the money. Mm-hmm. I think she's just gonna, you know, why not? Why not? And also she's gonna prove Harvey wrong. You thought I couldn't do this. Watch me make an awesome biopic about women and sex and make it so much money.
But we have been saying, though, lately that we think she's going to get out of the porn industry and get into actual mainstream filmmaking. So maybe that will be what he funds.
Cool. Awesome. Well, that's about it for us right now. Mm-hmm. Until then, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Lexi Fierce. That is IAMLEXIFIERCE. Just tell me that you watched The Deuce and we can talk about it all, honey.
Awesome. Thank you guys for watching. I'm Luisa Sharamatian. You can find me on Instagram at Luisa Sharamatian and on Twitter at Lou Sharamatian. Until next week, you guys, good night.
Bye, see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.